Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and our pro this morning is Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and I am Sandy here with
Sherry.
Yes, and we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Easy number. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to bring up one thing real quick, Sherry. Mm-hmm. Sherry had a photo shoot about a week ago.
Oh, yes.
Yes, did you see your new picture?
I got a headshot. It's official.
Yes, you have a great picture on homeshowgardenpros.com. Go and check it out. Mm-hmm. Sherry's there on the home page, and a great new picture in our new shirts.
Yes.
Very fun shirts. So homeshowgardenpros.com, lots of great information. There are videos in there, mm-hmm. Arranged, you know, any topic that you're looking for, whether it's sprinkler systems or how to plant a tree. I did that with Peter Nelson, or, you know, feeding your plants.
Right.
So go and check them out. And then you can also send us a question at homeshowgardenpros.com. There is an Ask a Pro little tab mm-hmm. button there. And you can send in a picture and a question, and then you can call us to kind of follow up with it.
Right. And then we can see when we're sitting here.
Right, right. We've got the computer right here, and we're taking your calls and your questions. So just as a reminder, you can send in a question at homeshowgardenpros.com or you can call us at 281-833-3333. So we were talking about weather. We were talking about different issues with trees. Mm-hmm. I know we had a question here on trees. Oh, but you know what? We've got Paul who's waiting in line who'd like to talk to you guys. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. What you got for Anita this morning?
Well, a water oak tree in my backyard, pretty mature, probably calipers, maybe about 20 inches or so. It seems that, like I noticed last summer or so, the leaves at the top were getting smaller or had grown smaller than the leaves at the bottom. And then a couple month or so ago, we had a windstorm and a big old branch, you know, 6-7 inches in diameter flew off the top. And wondering what, is that tree dying, you think? Or, you know, I've been kind of deep root watering it every now and then. But is there anything I can do to help it along, or is it just at the end of its cycle?
I would definitely compost around it. Mm. It's amazing what a compost will do for an oak tree. They love it. And it might be making smaller leaves because we've had 2 years of heat like this, 100-degree heat at the top. But what happens when it's super, super hot, what trees will do is they'll shut down photosynthesis on the outside of the tree. And then on the inside, those bigger leaves are going to take up the slack. They'll do the photosynthesis. And don't forget, trees, all plants make their own food mm-hmm. through photosynthesis. When we feed them, we're actually giving them ingredients. We're not really mm-hmm. feeding them food. So the best thing you can do is to put the compost around it, only a half inch thick. Mm-hmm. Would you go thicker, Sherry?
I mean, you could if there's no grass.
If there's no grass? Yeah. And water oaks are not the strongest tree.
Yeah. We're seeing a lot of bacterial blight. So mm-hmm. doing the compost around it will definitely be beneficial. To incorporate, that'll increase the microbial activity at that root system to help fight off any bacterial infections that could be trying to settle in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good deal. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all's show.
Well, thanks.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling.
So just as a reminder, when we put the compost around the drip line, and don't build it up near the trunk.
Yeah, you don't want to come up on the trunk.
Okay.
And you can go past the drip line. Trees' roots go past their drip
line.
They
can find it, right?
Yes.
They can. You know, John Ferguson tells a story of he had a compost pile, and there was an oak tree like 40 feet away, and he found roots mm-hmm. from the oak in that comp because they knew. Right.
They know where the good stuff is.
They know where the good stuff
amazing.
Is.
Amazing. Yes. Love Mother Nature. And that's what we're talking about here on Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610-281-833-3333. An easy number to give us a call and chat about your lawn and landscaping and veggie gardens. That's something that we've got coming up very soon. 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have so many ideas during the breaks.
I know. Anita was sharing one of her conveyor belt.
Yeah, I want to grow plants on a conveyor belt.
Yes, we've got great ideas, great inventions. Mm-hmm. Speaking of a great invention.
So exciting about this.
Yes, one. Structure Outdoor Houston. Sherry and I both have places that we would love.
Hey, me too.
Oh, yes. All right. Anita, there you go. Structure Outdoor. It's with an X. Structure Outdoor of Houston. These are beautiful. You've got to go to their website or go to homeshowgardenpros.com and we've got a list of all of the folks on there at Structure Outdoors. And what this is, it's a awning.
Uh-huh.
And it's
or a pergola.
Beautiful pergola, not something that you buy like online. This is customized. They will come out and they will, you know, do all of your measurements for you, American made. And the louvers adjust.
Uh-huh. And it's completely automated.
Yes.
So with a remote control. I wonder if it goes from an app. But and they have a weather station, too. Yeah. So it's just like it's they thought of everything.
Yeah.
And what it does is I think you threw people off by saying awning.
Oh,
it
yes,
makes
I'm
a
sorry.
Solid roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then it opens up and makes a pergola.
Yes.
Right. So it's bringing, you know, your inside space outside.
Right.
And you get shade when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can open it up against sun when it's cool.
Right.
So it's the best of both worlds.
When we get our beautiful weather in October, November, December,
mm-hmm.
then we open them up. Well, it's beautiful. They are American made. It's a pergola open close. It pivots. They're interlocking louvers, which is very important
mm-hmm.
because they have leak protection.
Right.
So you literally can get a roof on there if you want.
Right.
You can control it with screens. They can also screen in for you if you want to add
that. Like a screened-in patio.
Yeah. So you've got
when the mosquitoes decide to come back.
Right, right. We're happy the mosquitoes aren't here. So Structure Outdoor, you've got to go to their website and look. This can be something on your to-do project mm-hmm. because there are places where I've got sun that comes in that I just need a little bit more shade.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to close it up.
Right.
So Structure Outdoor Houston, protect your patio from the sun, rain, and mosquitoes. So go to homeshowgardenpros.com for Structure Outdoor Houston.
Yeah. Fun stuff. I know you're scheming up a way to get one in your backyard.
I know. I have one project. It's so funny because Charlie doesn't like it when we're together with the Nelsons out at Nelson Nursery Water Gardens, because I'll sneak over and try and talk to Eddie or Peter. Uh-huh. And Charlie's like, what's going on now? Project number 12. I'm like, yes, go away. It's just something small. I just need this. So yeah. Anyway.
Need. I like how you say that. Need.
Projects need. Are important for our mental health.
Yes. There you go. And then Peter, does a beautiful job in the coordinating what it's going to, the architecture of mm-hmm. it is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I'm out at Plants for All Seasons or Enchanted, mm-hmm. filling in with all sorts of fun stuff,
right,
too.
Right.
So it's just fun. It's an ongoing, right?
Yeah. Yep. All us nurseries have, different mixes of plants.
Yes.
And even when we carry the same plants, we display them differently, which gives you different ideas of how to use them in your landscape.
Different perspectives.
That's mm-hmm. true, mm-hmm. yes. But I do love the way all of our Home Show Garden Pros are organized, mm-hmm. because you are all very organized. And just to remind listeners, so you're listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and Sherry and I are sitting here every Saturday morning, and then we have a rotating group of experts, mm-hmm. in addition to Sherry. She is an expert, but she's got a co-expert, mm-hmm. who comes in every weekend from locally owned nurseries here in our region, our South Texas region. So today we have Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Plants for All Seasons, we have Kelly. Mm-hmm. Super fun to have the sisters together. The dynamic
it's a very energetic show.
It is so fun. So Kelly will be on in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, we've had Joey and Danny on here. They're fun because they bring that – they bring a science perspective too. And they've mm-hmm. been in it forever, like all of you have been. Yeah. And then Nature's Way Resources, John Ferguson, as I call him, the professor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I learned so much. And then Spring Gardens Nursery. Isaac was here with us last week.
Mm-hmm. Another super smart one, right?
Oh, I know. They all, everybody, you're all the same, but you're all different.
Right.
And I love it. You're different perspectives. But Anita, you brought up the organization of the Home Show Garden Pros. And that's what I love. All mm-hmm. of the Home Show Garden Pro locations are so organized. So don't be intimidated. And the help is just wonderful.
It's just a much different experience than your box store
experience.
Oh,
my goodness.
You go to the box store, you never see the same employees.
Yeah, no.
And then if you do, a lot of times they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. So, or bad advice.
Bad advice. And we have local buyers. All the nurseries in Houston, the garden centers on the Home Show Garden, the local buyers. So they mm-hmm. know what to bring in for the right season.
Right.
How it's going to do here. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a big corporation that has regional buyers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So go visit our Home Show Garden Pros. And if you forget the list that I always run down with you, go to homeshowgardenpros.com and we've got the list there. And it's fun to just, on a Saturday afternoon, just go and visit one of them. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not your local one, you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So Home Show Garden Pros, we've got the questions that come in. And there's one, we've got another tree question. Mm-hmm. Folks have been talking about their trees.
Well, trees are taking a big hit.
They are. I guess everything is.
Yeah.
And let's go slow and easy, though. I learned from you last week. You were talking to some callers about, hang on. Let's not rip something out quite mm-hmm. yet. Let's just wait. But here, Chris, it sounds like he lost two large oak trees during the freeze, Anita. And he had removed them. Now his lawn is uneven. He wants to know kind of how to level it out.
I'd bring in a professional. I would.
Oh, really? To level it out?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Well, it's hard work to level out a lawn.
Uh-huh.
And they have the equipment, as long as it's not going to disturb the other existing plants in the landscape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would have it done perfect. What about you, Sherry?
Well, it just depends on the scope of the project.
I was thinking, though,
if you got it cut down, mm-hmm. did mm-hmm. you get the roots ground out?
Oh.
Or is the stump still there? If the stump's still there, I'd have it ground out. But if you already had it ground out and then as time goes by, you're just having those roots decay, then you could fill in with some topsoil and do some lawn leveling that way. And I would do it while the grass is actively growing, especially if you want grass to grow there. So go ahead and start that process now, bring it up to grade. And if it settles a little bit more, then you need to add more over time. But in my experience and what I know, where you had tree roots, you're going to have to fertilize a little bit more aggressively because through that decomposition process, mm-hmm. it's robbing nitrogen
really
from your grass. Okay. So if you ever notice you have a tree stump and you have grass growing over it, the grass will almost be stunted looking.
Yes,
it's just starving, right? Oh, because okay. that decomposition is robbing all the nutrients.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are the grass and the roots they're sort of fighting for the same nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to feed, yep. compost.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I will let Chris know that leveling, let's do the topsoil yep. and the compost. But your good recommendation was making sure that his stumps were ground up.
Grind them up. If they're not ground, get them ground.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Thank you, Chris. And I will get back with him on that information. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
It's just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Stress makes you do crazy things. Same goes for your landscaping. Avoid overwatering. Watch for pest pressure. Throw some shade. Rolled burlap helps hot plants have it made in the shade. We're all about making gardening cool with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. We have all the best heat-loving annuals and perennials for your summertime planting. Salvia, lantana, verbena, purslane, portulaca, pentas, vinca, and more. Come on out and see what will work in your yard. We've got tons of great tropical plants for your poolside landscape and containers. Mandevilla, hibiscus, bougainvillea, and lots of beautiful blooming shrubs. And don't forget to check out the gift shop to keep the inside of your house as pretty as the outside. Don't forget to watch out for those pesky bugs coming into the yards. Summertime is really tough on our lawns and landscape as far as the insects go. If you have a question or problem with one of your plants or your lawn, come on in and see us and we'll help you out. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy and Fulcher. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Great Wood and Sugar Land. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Joey, from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, one of our Home Show Garden Pros. South in the Richmond-Rosenberg area is really pretty locations,
hopefully
too.
Hopefully they're getting to do some fishing.
Right, I know. Danny and Joey.
And that's their thing.
That's their thing. That's right. That's their break time. So yeah. Good for them. Hopefully they're getting to enjoy that. So Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. So Joey was just talking about his summer colors.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know we've heard a couple of callers say, I don't have any color. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to brag, but I have color. And I'm really proud of it. Now, I've had lots of help with it. So I thank everybody who's helped me with it. But, you know, I have my pretty Esperanzas. My plumbagos are happy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Crazy Sandy loves those lantanas. My lantanas are going nuts. And you know what I love is the bumblebees and the butterflies. You know?
And you're going to get the hummingbirds, too, pretty
yes.
soon.
Yeah, I have
yes.
them.
I had one. I haven't yeah. seen any more. How many do you have?
I'm a little bit more north than y'all.
Okay.
Just two that two. Come around. I have a picture window that I can mm-hmm. look out when I'm bathing.
Yeah. And they can
there
peep
on watch you. My birds and my butterflies. Yeah. And, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got hummingbirds. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's get your feeders out.
Feeders with plant. An S.
Yeah.
At least two, three is even
and
better.
Don't freak out if the bees go to your feeders. I know that is something that people always call and they're like, I have bees all over my hummingbird. The hummingbirds aren't going to be able to eat the nectar. And I'm like, they will work it out.
They'll share.
They will figure it out.
Oh,
like they live together.
That. Yeah.
Let the bees eat the sugar water. They need it.
They do.
Yeah.
So I've been filling up my bird bath. And within seconds, the bees have moved in. And, boy, they can drink some water.
Yeah. Hey, that's why you have a disappearing fountain.
I know. Yes. I know, right?
Yes.
If I only had the room right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have that yard where it's pool and decking and landscape. There's very little landscape. I mean, grass. Space. Grass. The narrow beds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe someday. But right now, they're drinking my bird bath.
Yeah. It's really...
So I remember Anita telling me about, you know, we got a call at some point and someone was asking about trimming their oak trees. You know, it sounded like they were very diligent. You know, they trimmed them every year. And Anita sat back and she said, well, what does Mother Nature do? You know, and I love that going back to your hummingbirds and bees. It's like, it's Mother Nature. Let them figure it out. You know, sometimes we don't want to do too much. I mean, we do need to help things out by nurturing it and feeding it. And I know, Anita, you don't like it when I say feed, but that's...
That's not that I don't like it. It's just people get the wrong idea with the feeding thing.
But I liked your description that we're giving them ingredients.
We're giving them ingredients to make their food.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the sitting back and watching Mother Nature... Mm-hmm. And I guess the long way around all of this was that Joey was bringing up from Enchanted Forest about all the tropicals that are blooming right now. So, you know, if you want some color, easy color. I mean, my plumbagos that I got from you, Sherry, years and years ago, I put around, I know I'm probably not supposed to do it, but I put them near an oak tree and they have died back at both of our big freezes down to nothing, and they are just lovely. Now, you know who else likes those plumbago, or at least the shelter of it, are wasps. That's because it seems like that's an area where there are more of them. Sometimes when I go and do my seaweed, they'll sort of flutter out of there.
So you know what wasps like?
What?
Bugs. They like to eat bugs.
Okay.
So if you see wasps... If you see them like congregating somewhere and you're like, okay, well, there's not a nest there.
Right.
But they're all over that plant or they're all over that oak tree.
That's what I mean.
They're eating bugs.
Wasps are like fire ants. They're welcome, but in certain places.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Not on the porch. And wasps and fire ants don't get anywhere near, you know, where I'm going to be.
Right.
But, you know, fire ants eat ticks.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fire ants are voracious predators.
Yes.
I mean, they eat all kinds of stuff that you don't even realize could be a problem if they weren't eating them.
That's why Lyme disease is not a big problem in Texas because of all our fire ants.
Wonderful. Yeah. Mother Nature is so smart.
Oh, yeah. There's always a bug to eat a bug.
Well,
the buggy bug world, right?
Thank you for reminding me about the wasps because I was like, is there some big nest under there? No, they're just bugs that they're eating.
And then the bagworms every spring.
In fact, the wasps take care of them.
I took a picture of a bagworm infested branch in the spring, and now I'm going to take a picture of that same branch so that next year I can say, don't panic.
Yes.
The plant will recover.
Right. Yeah.
I think a lot of times we just overreact.
We do.
Right. And if you're feeling like you need to overreact, give us a call.
Yes.
Yeah,
we will walk you off the ledge.
Yeah. Exactly. And we'll say,
in the right direction.
Right. We'll work it out together.
Yeah.
So give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we just love Mother Nature here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The heat is on.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And yes, this is Home Show Garden Pros that you are listening to on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333.
281-833-3333.
I am Sandy here with
Sherry
and Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And she is your Home Show Garden Pro here taking your questions with Sherry. And like I said, it's 281-833-3333. But you know what I want to talk about is Best Choice Lawn. You have heard us talking about them, and we have heard nothing but great things. We've already, we've got some folks in the office who've already used Ricky with Best Choice Lawn Aeration. And that's what he does, is aeration. You know, he's not going to come and sell you anything else. He'll do aeration and compost.
Right.
And it's a great service because I can't imagine. I mean, I like to be active, but I can't imagine going and renting the machine.
Yeah, it's a big piece of machinery.
Yes. Figuring out how to work it, keeping all of my hands, fingers, and toes. No. So just call Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Talk to Ricky. He has been in business since 2009.
Right.
So he is not a fly-by-night.
And he's been in the industry for...
Longer than that.
Yes. Right. Just been doing the aeration since 2009.
Right. And this is something, Sherry and Anita, I mean, you need to do this. Mm-hmm. And especially with our hard soil right now.
Right.
Our compacted soil.
Compacted soil. People used to do compost top dress. Back in the 70s.
Okay.
And then they got out of the habit, and we just have a yard guy. So now, aeration is super important.
Yeah.
And Ricky does an amazing job.
Yeah.
Very great customer service. Very responsive to the customer's needs.
Yeah.
So definitely you need to give Ricky a call at Best Choice Lawn Aeration.
Yep. Give him a call. That aeration, actually, the process helps get the water and the air and the nutrients down in there because right now it's pretty compacted.
Right.
So it's important. Give Ricky a call at Best Choice, 713-890-9977. Or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and he's listed right there. Best Choice Aeration. Give Ricky a call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy, sitting here with Sherry, co-hosting Home Show Garden Pros with our Home Show Garden Pro expert, Anita Nelson.
That's me.
That's you. From Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. So speaking of water gardens, this is a great time to add any kind of water feature to your backyard or your, you know, if you've got a small patio. There are all sorts of options, aren't there, Anita?
There really are. And one thing to think about is the birds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're desperate for water because it's hard for them to find water right now. So when you put into spring fountain, you're also helping Mother Nature again. But a disappearing fountain is no plants involved, just a fountain. That's one option. Or you can go the whole water garden route and then have a living environment with the plants and the fish and everything.
Right. Yeah. Well, I have the disappearing fountain, and we have one here at the studio also.
You do.
Love it.
Yes.
And just there's no maintenance.
No,
so
really.
It's just great. You fill it up every once in a while when it bubbles, and you put in some glub to keep, you know, keep it clean.
The algae from growing.
Yeah. It's really easy, and they're beautiful. And like you say, it's taking care of the birds for sure.
Oh, maybe I need to find a spot for one.
Oh, you can.
You're selling me.
When you do get one, I don't have a pot disappearing fountain for purpose. But although we do since then have made them with closed tops. If you get a pot, you want a closed top. And the reason is birds won't land on a disappearing fountain that is open.
Right.
Because they can't see the bottom.
Oh.
And so I have just a flat rock and my water flows over that. So I always have birds there. My big joke is they're usually lined up with a little towel and a toothbrush to get their turn at the disappearing fountain.
And their shampoo bottle.
And then my dogs also drink from the disappearing
fountain. Oh, good idea. We got three of those. So.
Yeah.
They stand right on top of it.
I love the rock idea. That is beautiful.
I know. We're scheming now.
We're scheming.
Good thing my husband's on a bike.
There you go. There you go.
He's in the woods somewhere.
So, you know, there's practical, but mostly it's decorative, I will admit. But it is nice to hear that water when you walk outside.
It really is. And they're easy.
They're easy, yeah.
Right, right. And then, you know, if you want to graduate and go to the pond, then you can do the same thing.
There used to be this show on HGTV, and there's a local celebrity from here, Frank Bielek, who was on that show, and he was a customer of ours. They put in like 6 disappearing fountains in their yard. Yes. Wow. They loved them so much.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I've always thought about, you know, adding another one, but I'm not quite sure where I would put it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could always find a space. But, Sherry, you should check in. Go out to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, because right when I first got mine, we got the tall pot, you were talking about. But the rock idea, I walk by that one corner behind the fish, Anita.
Oh, Charlie's going to hate me.
I know. No, but I walk behind there all the time, and I'm like, that is so pretty. Where could I put that?
Yeah. I had a customer who, she had the millstone disappearing fountain.
Oh, pretty.
She said she even had woodpeckers.
Really?
At her millstone getting water, yeah. I've never seen a woodpecker on mine, but maybe.
Wow. Well, fun ideas. Yes. So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, a great place to go. You're not only water gardens, but you're a full-fledged nursery.
Yeah, we are.
So find anything there. You know, we've been talking about grass and our landscaping and our color. What about what we're going to eat? What about the veggie garden?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's plenty still happening in the veggie garden at my house.
Right.
The cucumbers are crazy right now. And then peppers, hot peppers, love it.
Peppers look like weightlifters.
Yeah.
Because they have been so happy.
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, I want to talk about seeds versus transplants.
Okay.
What we can do. It's mid-August, and let's talk about those when we return after this on Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333 after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their 3 generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Hotter, wilder weather. Must be August. Garden early in the morning and late in the evening. Sunscreen and lots of water. Mulch is shade and hydration for your beds. We believe in being kind to gardens and gardeners. We're the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy, co-hosting here with
Sherry.
Yes. Sherry is an expert all on your own.
I'm a know-it-all.
Oh, I love it.
I'm the middle child. That's what I'm known
as. Okay, so we have a know-it-all, and we have an expert in Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. She's your Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. And Sherry and I are here every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. I know there are things on the list, and I know sometimes people are a little bit scared right now to plant things, but we haven't talked very much about food and what's in our garden, our veggie gardens. Now, you had mentioned the cucumbers are going crazy. The peppers are happy. Now, obviously, you're watering them frequently.
Yeah. I water probably about every 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't go too crazy. I let them dry out a little bit between watering. So just that slight wilt. I don't let them go into dead wilt.
Right.
But I have, you know, really good soil.
Yes.
And when you have really good soil, you don't have to water as much.
Yes. And speaking of soil.
Yeah.
Landscaper's pride. We love Landscaper. It's another thing that's on my shelf. You know, any sort of product from Landscaper's Pride, and very specific formulas for whatever you need. They have potting soils. They have the black velvet.
Right.
Which, the best mulch ever.
Yes. Best mulch ever.
I have been going through the black velvet like crazy this summer in different areas. But, you know, for some reason, I just kind of work in sections.
And when I built my gardens, I built them out of the Landscaper's Pride Gardener's Magic.
Yes.
And their healthy soil compost.
Okay.
So, combined. Yes. And that helps hold on to the moisture. So,
okay.
And then I put my pine needles on top of my garden bed.
Yes. I remember you reminding us about that.
I'm a big fan of pine needles.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So you could do your black velvet mulch and then cover that with pine needles too. Mm-hmm. Really keep it keeps the kitty cats out.
Oh, yes. We've got one cat.
Keeps the moisture in, around. Keeps your good soil in, keeps it insulated and cool.
Helps with weeds.
It helps with weeds.
Right. Nutgrass won't come up through pine straw.
Right.
So with Landscaper's Pride, it's not just mulch. I mean, they have 27 different bagged products that you can choose from. So Landscaper's Pride, they're also local here in Texas.
They are.
Which is super important. They know what we need. Mm-hmm. So just like Sherry was saying, using the mulch right now is so important. It helps retain the moisture, weed control, erosion control, cat control.
Yeah.
Curb appeal. That's important. Adding a little bit of mulch can make a big difference.
And the soil is the most important part of the project.
It's all about the soil.
So
yes.
Get the best.
Yes.
And Landscaper's Pride makes that easy.
Right. And you can go to any of our Home Show Garden Pros. Carrie's Landscaper's Pride. We love all of their products. So, they've got the potting soils also and, anything that you need for your lawn and garden, Landscaper's Pride. And our Home Show Garden Pros will guide you to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And they all carry it.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So thank you, Landscaper's Pride. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We were chatting about veggies. Mm-hmm. So the ones that we've got in there are the cucumbers and the peppers are looking good. It's mid-August.
Yeah.
So I need to be prepping my veggie bed for my fall veggies, which means what?
Remove tired and old tomatoes.
Yeah, mine. I still have got to get myself.
Yeah, get rid of anything like, for instance, I have parsley that just didn't love the heat of the summer, and I'm going to remove that and put a good layer of compost in there.
Okay. Now I could do that.
Yeah. Get all the, go out in the morning, remove some stuff, and go out in the next morning, put your compost out.
Yeah.
Do little bits in the mornings or in the evenings have actually been really pleasant.
Yeah.
With the lower humidity.
And then we don't have the mosquitoes like, we had been having.
Yeah.
All right. So prep those beds. Am I planting transplants or seeds right now?
Tomatoes and peppers, you're going to go ahead with the transplants.
Okay. Right now.
Yeah. Most everything else I do from seed in the fall. How about you, Anita?
I stopped veggie gardening because I've got too much else to do. But
so what did you used to do?
Just exactly what you said.
Yeah.
But I was going to say about the tomatoes, you don't want to plant them in the same spot.
Oh, right. Thank you for reminding us.
If you have a choice, then you need to crop rotate. And that's not just tomatoes. It's tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, anything in the nightshade family.
Yes.
Okay. You want to do a crop rotation because you can build up levels of the root knot nematode if you constantly plant. Now, I don't have a choice. Because I have, my garden is behind my garage.
Yeah, right? So is mine. It's next to it, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have a big enough area, and I kind of go crazy with the nightshades. Like
well,
I have
easy to grow.
8 peppers, and I had 12 tomatoes.
In Where's this the little salsa? Space.
I know, you right? Well, we had plenty of it this summer. but so I don't have that luxury of crop rotating. If you have the ability or you have more restraint than I do, which I don't because I – I see the plants come in and I'm like, oh, I got to try that one. I got to try that. I think I've tried every one of them
that
has ever been available. But because I like to plant all that, I don't have that luxury.
What do you do? Do you change out the soil?
I don't change it out. I do remove the plant. Some people cut it off at the soil level and just let the roots stay in there. I don't. I remove the roots and I examine the roots when I remove them. About 15 years ago, I did develop a root knot nematode problem, but my soil wasn't as good and it wasn't as biologically active. And I do things like put beneficial nematodes and do the good compost. And so I haven't had a problem with them since.
Wow.
Thank God. But I do examine my roots. If I see any evidence of them, then I will up my game on the microbes.
Okay,
yeah.
Microbes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the reminder on that rotating them. Mm-hmm. Now, one question I've got when we return about cucumbers, sort of location for mm-hmm. those guys. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610-281-833-3333. You're talking all things green and blooming and veggies after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rocheron. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we so appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning. And you can give us a call about your blooming, your veggies, your lawn, your trees at 281-833-3333. And you've heard us talking about MicroLife a lot. We love our MicroLife. And there are a lot of reasons why we love it. And it's not just a pitchy pitch. We mm-hmm. love it because it works.
Right.
It's organic, which means it's safe.
You can't use it wrong.
Right. You can't overuse it. You can't use it at the wrong time of year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such great products to choose for, you know, specific reasons or for general health of your lawn and landscaping. So MicroLife is a product that is on my go-to shelf. Not just one, but I've got several. I think mm-hmm. I have a half bag of Humates left. I've got plenty of seaweed. Actually, it's sitting outside the garage because I did some of that this week. And I know the ladies here in the room are seaweed addicts also. Mm-hmm. We love the MicroLife seaweed. It's just magical. So MicroLife has granular products and liquid products. Mm-hmm. And you hear us talking about the liquid seaweed, which we can spray on anytime on the foliage,
right.
plants and landscaping. They will say thank you the next morning. I mean, literally mm-hmm. my plants are just smiling at me afterwards. And then there are also the granules for the lawn, and you can use it on the landscaping too. Mm-hmm. So you've heard us talking about the MicroLife 624. It's in the green bag. And the Humates Plus, which you've heard me talking about every time I have a city leak, I have to put the Humates Plus down to break up the clay, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That helps with the nutrition.
And
there.
I put the 513, the MicroLife Brown Patch out.
Oh, yes.
As a preventative. That's when we want to put it out mm-hmm. early to try to prevent.
When are we going to put the Brown Patch out?
We did it this week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry MicroLife. Mm-hmm. Great product. It is an absolute necessity for your garden shelf. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So MicroLife, healthy plants, healthy food, and healthy people. Find MicroLife at microlife.com or homeshowgardenpros.com. And we have got Maureen on the line. Good morning, Maureen. How are you?
Hot.
I know. We all are. What is on your list for your lawn and garden this weekend?
Okay. My question is the several plants that I have inside the house. So what I have right now is I'm praying that I don't lose my Christmas cactus or my Thanksgiving cactus. And the reason I'm asking that is I have a little temperature gauge inside my house that sort of tells me where, you know, things are. And what I'm seeing is low humidity, which is not good for the aging, also me. So should I take those two plants in the coolest part of the night, you know, before I go to bed, and throw them outside to hopefully get some of the humidity? Hmm.
Do you have a shaded porch or anything?
No, I do not. Hmm. I do have some shaded areas, and I also have a heavy green cloth. I've forgotten the professional name, but it's supposed to prevent too much sunlight. But I'm afraid of ants because, unfortunately, I had another problem, which is if I put plants outside, sometimes I wind up bringing in small ants, and they make honeydew, and then I'm fighting with trying to eradicate that.
So that's a good question. So our house plants, you know, sometimes we forget about those. What are some?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. I thought we were talking about it. I thought that your question
I'm being silly. I'm just being silly. I need to stay quiet.
Go ahead. So what can we do to kind of help that
Well,
out?
I mean, how long have you had them inside your house?
I would say at least 3/4 of the year. Once it gets too hot and I saw those ants coming in on some succulents, I never put out my Christmas cactus. It's doing well. The Thanksgiving one is doing well, but I'm over tending it, and I'm thinking, this is not good. I don't want to get them with water rot.
Yeah, what I would do, like I have mine outside, but I have a shaded patio. And you don't have that luxury of a shaded patio for that plant, it sounds. So I would put it in your brightest window and mist it. Occasionally. Or take it to the sink and mist it so you're not misting everywhere. But that will help with your humidity issue.
Oh, there you go.
And then you don't have to take it outside.
Yeah.
Okay. So just what I'm noticing is the top layer of the soil on both plants is getting sort of dry.
Yeah.
And I see it. So that's where my confusion was. They're not dying.
Yeah.
But I'd rather start out when I have a chance.
Yeah, and the top layer is going to dry out, but is there moisture at the mid and the bottom level?
Okay, I can check that with my finger.
Yeah, check that, but just a little mist on your interior plants just to get them through, because we are running our air conditioners a lot more right now, so our humidity level is not as high as it would normally be.
Yeah.
And if you can't put them outside because of bugs or because there's not enough shade, then just you got to work with it. So you can try a humidity tray underneath. So just a saucer with some rocks and set the pot right on top of that. And then that'll create some humidity, or you can mist them.
Sounds good.
Nice.
That sounds good, too.
Awesome.
All right, what about vegetables? I heard you talking about vegetables.
Uh-huh.
I would like to put in broccoli. I don't know when to start it.
I would wait till mid-September. I mean, most of the nurseries are starting to bring it in, but I think it's still a little too early.
Okay. All right. So the tomatoes.
Thank you so much.
Great. You got it. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. Well, great. You know, a good reminder about our houseplants. Mm-hmm. Give them a little mist because typically they're more tropical-y and they like that humidity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So give them a little mist, and we could probably feed them, right? Because if we're seeing that drier soil on the top that's maybe looking old, get some seaweed.
Yeah, or the Biomatrix.
Okay.
And if the soil is pulling away from the sides, you've let them go too dry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. So take a look at your little house plants. That'll be a nice chore this weekend, and get those taken care of. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Ah, the pool feels great in this heat. As you paddle around, I want you to look at your house. You see that tall thing? That's your chimney. This is the time of year to make sure it's ready when you need it. Just like your pool is today. Lord's Chimney checks for water damage. Make sure the mortar joints and bricks aren't crumbling. Inspects your chimney cap and more. Schedule an inspection today at lordschimney.com. Oh, and don't forget the sunblock.
Wanting a new house but worried about the rising interest rates and seller's market conditions? Hi, I'm Caleb McCullum with Home Exterior Systems. We give you a brand new house at the same old address. Transform the exterior of your home with James Hardy siding. Hardy lasts longer, holds paint better, and gives you a low-maintenance curb appeal like no other siding product. As a trusted Home Show Pro of Tom Tynan and a winner of the highest award from Guild Quality, Home Exterior Systems is proven and guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy here with
Sherry and Anita.
Yes, Anita's been here this morning with us from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And I still love You Can Find Us.
Yes.
I still love that.
That was from your hubby. He came up with that line.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, congratulations. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I love that. So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is west. Katy area, easy, and it is. You can find us. You basically exit Fort Bend Katy Road right there and take a right or go north.
Yep.
And it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Like the second light, I think it is. So you can't miss them. And Home Show Garden Pros is a co-op of garden centers. And actually, they're all family-owned and operated garden centers. And all of them are multi-generational, which is super cool. Every time you walk into one of our Home Show Garden Pros, there's somebody there who knows what they're talking about.
Right.
And it's just wonderful, helpful, informative, educational. So Nelson's, Anita is here representing Nelson's this morning, but you have heard from Plants for All Seasons, and that was Sherry, but now she's a co-host. Mm-hmm. But her lovely, fun, energetic sister, Kelly,
yes,
joins us from Plants for All Seasons, which is right up off of 249. Super easy to get to if you're up in that area. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not, I'm in West Houston and it's still easy to get to. And it's funny how you mentioned that, you know, you get to know people. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes if I, you know, I'm on a stint and I've got to go get something, I'm at Nelson's twice on one day or something, or another weekend I'm, you know, get something from Plants for All Seasons and I end up having to go up there twice because I've forgotten something. Anyway, it's kind of embarrassing. But that's Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area, Sugarland, Richmond-Rosenberg. And then Nature's Way Resources is way north. They are between Conroe and the Woodlands and Spring Gardens Nursery. Mm-hmm. So those are all of our Home Show Garden Pros. And Anita, you are still going crazy out there. I love the posts that I'm seeing from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Well, it's Frog Days of Summer.
I love the frog posts.
Yes, so we always post a picture of a frog every day
during
the Frog Days of Summer.
Well, they are just precious.
And most of them were taken by Mike Sweezy, who is a very patient and good photographer.
Well, how neat. Yeah. Well, and there's also other informative information on there about, you know, what we should be doing now. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros have the social media site. Mm-hmm. So it's good to follow them because during different seasons, it's timely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just something that they spit out, you know, but it's information that you can use then.
And it's good information because I was telling you before,
so
much bad information on the social media and through gardening sites that I follow, and you know, anybody can chime in and tell you what to do. And I'm like, oh gosh, please, people, don't do that.
Then be really careful who you're following on social media. Just because it says garden or grow or
just because they sound good on a video.
Right. So be careful. So we're a good resource to kind of filter that out for you.
Yeah.
And I can tell you can follow any of our Home Show Garden Pros because they are going to have the right information.
Yes.
So you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and they're all listed. Nelson's, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Nature's Way, and Spring Gardens Nursery. Valid and expert information.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.